together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me.
Like, let's say you have, let's say your girlfriend now. Is it okay to show your sensitive side to her?
As a man.
As a man.
Like,
no.
Is it okay to open your nyash? Let her peek into infinity. You are a fool. This girl. Who on this team?
We're not lying. I hear you, but now I'm seeing it.
It's different when you see it. It's different when you see
emotional
it, right?
Vulnerability.
So, please,
you introduce.
I know. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Charity Trap.
Shabs.
Shabba.
Oh my God. I'm not joining. That's you. Cringy ass.
Like, I know. No problem.
Okay. What's the shabba? Shabba, shabba, shabba. Yeah.
Okay, today we're going to talk about emotional vulnerability. And we have.
Emotional vulnerability in relationships.
Oh, in relationships.
Yes, you can't just say emotional vulnerability.
Well, it still
can apply.
It can apply.
It can apply on all walks of life.
But back to each other. We have special guests here.
Yes.
Aside from
usual customers.
We have
Jits. We have Pyros
Jits.
Number one point guard in this university.
Pyros.
Yeah.
Then we have Samantha.
Yeah. Hi.
Yes.
She's back.
Yeah. Yes.
Girl, and she's
today,
back.
And today we have
Okay. One name.
Hi.
Yes, she's one of our biggest fans. She's one that always reminds me of all the things I said in my former episodes.
Yes, man.
She tells me, you know.
She caught you on track.
Yes. Shut
so.
Up.
Okay, no, I beg. So today, emotional vulnerability. What is emotional vulnerability?
Yes, somebody. First of all, open your Google, all of you, and Google the definition of
emotional damage.
Be ready.
Not damage.
Just Google definition of emotional vulnerability.
Emotional.
I know you
damage.
All know what it is, but you know, whoever, give me phone.
Hey,
why are you saying this thing like
this? I have my phone. So you can get a proper definition.
But the way he said it, like he said like
okay,
someone.
Yeah, so
that's what I mean. That's
yeah,
what
so
said.
According to Google.
Hey, man, we're using the
it
Bible.
It's the ability or willingness to acknowledge and potentially express one's emotion, partially those emotions that are difficult or painful. Emotions such as shame, sadness, anxiety, insecurity, depression, etc., etc., etc.
I will never in this life.
Only to your therapist.
No. Exactly.
Only.
Or drug dealer.
Yes.
Actually.
You know, your weed plug.
Wait. Is there a difference?
Your pharmacist.
Or your father.
Oh,
No,
no,
father.
No, actually.
Not your father. A father.
Okay.
A priest.
Okay, a priest.
Yes, that was.
You know,
Yeah, your bartender.
This is the thing. There are people who are technically, like, by profession.
Somebody that's about to commit suicide.
What?
Yes.
No, someone that's about to commit suicide, you can tell them your life problem, like emotionally vulnerable.
Okay,
oh, so they take you with
no, wait.
That's genius, bro.
No, it's not genius, so.
How is it genius?
It's called, very genius. You say, you form
a you know what they say, you take it to your grave.
Yes, he's taking it to his grave.
His or her mind.
He will assist him to
He will still keep it to his grave.
So, anyways.
Okay, everybody, okay, Jesus Christ.
You
have a lot of opinions. God bless you, people. Yes.
Well, yeah, let's walk through it.
Yes, we need to walk through
let's
it
walk
slowly.
Through each
we know
opinion.
The definition. We know that most of the guys here are for, you know, like, let me just ask you. So, the man in the house, do you think it's okay in a relationship to expose these emotions to your significant other as a man?
No.
Wait, let's start with Prince.
Let's start with Pyros.
Basically, man.
My voice is loud enough, Victor.
Okay.
Basically,
mm-hmm.
Depends on the context. English hard, but let me use it my way. Basically, man, emotional vulnerability. Yeah. So, anyways. If your partner looks like someone that is worthy of, you have gotten to a certain level of intimacy. I'm not saying somebody that you started dating 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that you and the person have actually like
built a foundation. Up,
yes, there's a foundation, there's roots. Then you can be like, okay. This is how I have become vulnerable. But somebody that I just met 2 days ago, you come and tell them, you start showing them your weak side, they'll use you, no offense to anybody. They will use you to the end
of the day. What about someone you met 2 months ago?
2 months ago. That's where the contest comes.
Depends on how close.
Did you people actually start getting? Because you could meet somebody even the 2 days ago, so it still depends too. You could meet somebody 2 days ago, and then the next day, you and the person have the most beautiful life, like the most beautiful relationship or whatever.
Yes.
Because of there's a certain level of
there's a connection.
Yes, there's a certain level of
the Bluetooth
genjutsu or something.
Emotional like, compatibility.
Come yes, on.
That English is good. Give me. So basically, so if there's no,
they look
so
like idiots.
In general, if, this is they'll tell you, oh, don't be vulnerable to your woman, don't be vulnerable to your man. It's shit. No offense. It's shit. Why can't you be open to somebody you love? Like a wise saying from my ex, and I quote, if you love me so much, why can you not be open to me? If you love somebody, if you say you love somebody,
that person will be wise.
Why can you not actually be open to the person? You get what I'm saying? If you say you trust your phone from not breaking, what is the point of putting a screen guard?
An open screen guard for my own.
But you get what I'm saying?
I get what
so
you're saying.
So if you really love somebody, if you really, when I mean love, I'm not talking of like, oh, you morning you wake up, you text your babe, and I love you. Mm-mm. Like when you literally love someone, like you can, if the person calls you now, I'm dying, you know the person is not dying, you will run there. That's what it means to be emotionally vulnerable. But if you don't love that person, there's no point. But still, even though you love that person, don't put your mumu in your leg. Hold your mumu button I personally.
Something just now, I say if he's dying, he's not dying, I say he will come.
Yeah. Yes, now. Nah, because you love the person and you are being emotionally vulnerable to the person you love. If you cannot be emotionally vulnerable to the person you love, seriously, there's no point in me. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's
I said the guys first.
Yes, no. Guys first.
Yeah,
guys.
Representing.
No, I think we should.
Oh, guy, girl,
I'm
guy,
girl,
guy,
girl. Not
this
for me.
No, no, you're a nigga, dude. So like,
yeah, well, oh, God, I will chest bump you every.
Okay, homie,
don't worry. We're all homosexual here. Ain't nothing wrong with kissing the homie goodnight.
I bet no, they talk that. Stop.
Oh yeah, let's go. Okay,
I think I go with what he said. Basically, it's more like. It's all about the context.
Mm-hmm.
You could meet someone 2 months,
mm-hmm.
3 months. It all depends on the context. But for me, I think, however, you're trying to, that's, how do I put it now? It's more like, however you're trying to like show your emotional vulnerability and all, there should be like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of sense to it. In the sense that, what if it doesn't work out at the end of the day? Yes. You wouldn't want your gist to be what he spins with his guys over a cold bottle of beer or something. So, wisdom should be applied. Even if it's tea.
She should get someone that does not cheat. Someone that does likes all her friends but is not attracted to
someone that does not smoke. She's someone that does not wear trap like me.
No.
Stop capital.
No.
I'm exactly what this guy is saying.
No.
I don't drink.
In capital letters.
I don't drink.
They said no.
If I like you, I'm not attracted to your friends.
They said no.
They said no.
It's okay.
They said no.
Okay, please continue. I beg. I like
no, basically, that's just
entering
it.
One day.
but wait, before we shift forward, according to our point, bar.
Yes.
That you should put sense in it and then you should not tell them everything. I don't think you should hide.
It's not hiding.
Yeah, but I guess that you should not give them your full cards.
Yes,
I know you should not give them your full cards.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's what I'm talking about. If there's a foundation in the relationship, like you were guys from a long while, if you can't basically let them know everything, but like the guru I just called, that ex, person is too crazy, but. Persons to make sense. So basically, they're saying is if you cannot give them all your cards, you could give them, if you have 10 cards, you give them all your 10 cards, you hold one, fine. But if you give them two and you hold eight.
So that was not what I meant.
No. Yeah, but like, I'm just saying, like, if you want to love somebody, basically, forget this emotionally vulnerable, whatnot, whatnot. Give them your all. If they break your heart, what do? You carry it, sell it, tape it, move. Meet the next person. If the next person too wants to boil it and cook it, they break it again. What do? You move on with your life. And guess what? One thing in life is what? Experience. If you don't gather experience, let me tell you, be a bench warmer.
Farmer.
A bench warmer. Even farmers, their crops will spoil. How many times before they finally get that maize?
Sorry, please, Mrs. Samantha.
I mean, you did say benchwarmers have their what?
I mean, when they stand up and someone else sits, it's warm. But chair.
Who wants to sit there on a hot chair?
What?
Well, do you, have you sat on a cold chair before?
Yes. I sat on a cold chair before.
It's weird sitting down on a chair that is
it's not weird.
Hot.
It's not.
I believe. Then their bubble
imprint is not here.
I believe. If you're dating somebody, you should give the person your all because this is the person you want to be. You want to be with. Like, you don't. Obviously, you're not dating for fun. You're not dating for fun. You're dating.
I'll beg to differ.
I just wanted to.
I'll beg to differ, but you know, okay. Please continue. No, please.
Okay,
continue.
If you're dating somebody for fun, then there's no point.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's no point being vulnerable with the person.
That's not still the point.
No, just because our generation, just because yes. in our generation is in vogue, doesn't mean that you should date for fun. Yes. Don't label it. I'm saying dating. Okay, let me now remove dating. Mm-hmm. If you're in a relationship with a person, you could be dating a person, but you guys are not official. Yes. Now, if you're in a relationship with a person, you guys have already seen that. Oh, you want to go past dating.
Mm.
Then I think you should give the person your all. You can be emotionally vulnerable. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't apply wisdom. Mm. Yeah, that doesn't mean you shouldn't apply wisdom. You shouldn't say everything. You shouldn't say everything. You shouldn't do everything. But I don't see any problem with being vulnerable with your with your person. I'm the kind of person that, like, when I'm in a relationship, I tell my partner everything. If I'm going to buy bread, I'll tell my partner I'm going to buy bread. If I tell my I literally hurt myself, I'll tell my partner, oh, I'm hurting myself. So that now, if I have a person, then there's nothing hidden from that person as long as I'm concerned. So I feel like you can be vulnerable with your person. And if anything happens and the person decides to carry your gist, you beat up the person.
That was like
she jammed the car into a tree.
She literally
all of us were in that car with her, but she drove that car into a tree.
What if the person is big and strong like me?
I will hire somebody bigger and stronger.
Queen Gorilla.
See, may I tell you something? Let me be real with you. Yeah, there's nobody in this place bigger than my father. I will send my father on
but
your
But a ass. Lot of us are younger than him. You have no idea what
he is. If you like, say you are younger than him, he will use his staff to jam you down.
She has got
anything.
Like I said,
so anyways,
you jam it to me. Never run your papa Luca for road now.
So for me, I also
now,
like...
Now, let's go. Wait. No, wait first now. Now we've heard all our guests talk. All I want to ask is, boys... Do you all believe in emotional vulnerability?
Oh man,
no.
To an
extent. Like, see, hang on.
So you, I know why you said to an extent.
Do you know why I'll say to an extent?
Because
certified one.
Why I'll say that is because, see, that vulnerability shows a level of trust. You understand? You understand that kind of thing? Like, it shows a level of trust, and in. Forgive my laughter, this human being. What I'm just saying is, it builds a level of trust. Yeah. And with that trust, definitely you feel comfortable with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a need for that emotional vulnerability in a relationship.
Okay, by all means. Let me put it how me I see it. Now, I know most of you are not going to like what you hear, but I believe emotional vulnerability is a, what's the word? Is a luxury afforded by women and children. You are a man. You have no right to show any form of weakness.
I get his point.
You are a pillar.
You
are a pillar.
You are a pillar. But definitely.
Nobody wants to see a pillar with cracks.
But a pillar always have cracks. A pillar always have cracks.
Then when it happens, when that happens, what happens?
They replace that shit.
They replace that shit.
Dude, they replace that shit.
I'm happy we're having this conversation as a podcast or on a podcast,
yes.
Because fast forward now, men will be like, oh, women say that women should women don't like men who are not tough. A man is telling a fellow man that he should not be vulnerable.
No,
because most of the time,
if you, that means it's your choice in partner that is wrong.
Why does it always have to be the choice in partner every single time that men complain about this kind of thing?
Let's be real. At the end of the day, if a woman is being dumped repeatedly by the man or by the men she's picked, or she has picked,
mm-hmm.
what do you think is the problem? Her choice in men, not her.
Yeah.
Her taste, no, yeah, I agree. I buy to that notion. I buy to that notion. All men have come. You can buy. I buy to that notion.
That's right. Leave women
have come. Yeah, literally. And in short, I believe that all women are trash. All men have come. That's
why.
That's for me. That's why. That's why I believe. Yeah, I'm not really a fan of human beings, but. You pick your own scum.
Oh, you pick your own trash.
Yeah. Exactly. You pick your own scum and your own trash. You should be able to live with your choices. Now, if your choice as a partner now, like you've chosen this person as your partner, this person decides to use your weak points, your vulnerable points as a weapon against you, that means the problem is your choice.
True.
Now, if you pick a good person and that story doesn't go out, the person doesn't weaponize their your vulnerability, it's obviously going to be a happy ending for everybody, is that not?
Yeah. Yes.
So why can't you be vulnerable? Do you think that men don't carry gist? They carry gist. I know men. Like my guy friends will come and give me stories.
Yes,
literally stories. So what are we talking about?
We don't
here?
Gossip. We gist.
Okay.
Silently.
Okay.
Silently.
Men. There are only people that listen to my gist the most. Yeah, are men. Like I don't have. See, there's a particular person I know, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could be on the phone with my sisters. They will be blowing me serious gist. Maybe I drop the phone. This person, oh yeah, give me tea. And it's a man. What are we talking about?
Our fault that you are a somehow person that only has male friends. You're a loser.
It's not about having male friends. It's not about
let's be real.
It's
just
people that enjoy gossip.
Yeah, exactly.
I could drop the phone like after talking to somebody. Yeah, and my sisters will not be like, oh, what's going on? But this particular person, the moment I drop call, it's just, it could be that I'm talking to my dad and my father is telling me just that the fact that my expression has changed. The man will come and
see. Okay, chill. Wait, let me be tough then. Don't you have anything to...
About what you said?
Yes.
You are saying that men shouldn't be vulnerable.
No, they should not be.
Why?
We should be impenetrable forces made of steel and stone.
From Krypton, right?
Definitely. Look, see. Like, I know a lot of people like to use all these, Kanye West did this when he was crying about mental illness or Tyrese, all those things. May I say... Who sent you message? You have your shower. Cry in your shower. You have your fucking gym. If you are, do you know how many of us are on
the pilot? Imagine your partner not showing her vulnerable side.
She's a woman. She will definitely show.
No, that's not the answer. That's not the answer. That's not the answer. How would you feel?
Let me debunk this scenario.
A woman has made up her mind, she won't.
She
will find someone else who reciprocates that emotional vulnerability and be vulnerable with that
person.
Now, let me debunk this scenario.
No, but you see something. Yes, it's crazy.
Chill. Before you all continue, at the end of the day, it's still with another man who is listening, who will bother to give her the time of day.
No, that's how
I'm
saying, Victor.
If somebody wants to be vulnerable with me, it is their choice. I can't come and force you to show me something. Do you know what vulnerability means? Do you even know the word vulnerability?
It's
your weakness. Supposed to be willingly. Supposed to be willingly. It's not something that should be or should not be. You understand me? That's the problem. Whether you like it or not, if someone no one show you, whether you are vulnerable with them or not, someone wants to talk to you, they will talk to you. Do you know what's going on in your therapist's life?
No.
Do you know what's going on in your pastor's life or your father's life or any of
you
that talk?
I think
that's why. That's why. No, let me just say
things are heavy. Some things you don't even want to hear.
No, let me just play this way.
You never liked you in the first place.
It depends.
It's a matter of like.
She never saw you that way in the first place.
It depends. It depends on the context of the situation. Let me put it that way. See, there are some things that you want to tell your partner. Or you want to tell your. There are some things you want to tell your partner that you cannot tell your friend. And there's some things you want to tell your friend that you can't tell your partner.
Yes.
You get so it depends on the level of the issue at hand, or the trust. Okay, there are some things I can say. Okay, let's say if it's something about finances now, let's say I can tell my partner, okay, I'm running low cash or something like that, and whatever.
My partner,
if she is that kind of person, wait. If he or she is that kind of person that is understanding, you guys have that particular level of understanding. That's where there's a click to it. You guys have that vibe and connection. But I guess sometimes you'll be like, okay, oh boy. It's gonna be right there. I say I don't get money now, boy. Don't suck, bro. Then last night, the only person you can meet is your guy. It might be a girl or it might be a guy, whichever one.
Most likely
be a guy.
And his name is Jutubo.
So it might just go in either ways, man. Okay, guy, I don't get this one. No, can you help me out? This one, he will help you out. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the issue, on the situation. That okay, you're saying guys can be guy. As a guy, you can also be vulnerable to your guy.
Yes,
definitely. Yes. So why would you say you can't be vulnerable?
No, to your babe.
Even to your babe. Your babe can be.
Primary context of what we're talking about is relationship.
In relationship.
Now, believe there are some things you have. To me, wait, before you continue. Are you saying family? There are some things you not should not come and dump on your girlfriend. Guy.
Yes.
It's your girlfriend.
I agree on that.
This is what I suppose.
I agree on that.
Example.
I agree on that.
Okay, let me give an example. Let me give a word example now. This one is not relationship. In times of war,
yes.
In times of war, the women and children duck and hide. The men carry their balls and their guns and go and die. Who is vulnerable? Only the women and children. Children are the only ones allowed to cry and bite your and eye and eye. Disturb you.
Take all those people that
you as a man, go and try it now. You stupid. Vulnerable. Vulnerable idiot.
It was called cowardice.
They call it cowardice.
Let me tell another story. This one is between two men. This one is with you guys. I heard a story today of an emotionally vulnerable man. He went and borrowed money from his friend.
Oh God. I don't like this story. I don't like what you tell.
He borrowed money from his friend. His friend said, okay, you pay me back. He said, yes, I'll pay you back. He now waited. The guy was now, not, he didn't now pay him back. His friend now started calling him, bro, pay me back my money. He's not paying back. Then he stopped picking his calls. They met at the gym.
I don't like the story.
I say, bro, saw my guy. He say, hey, now this guy they owe money. He turned back and ran. How do you see someone you're owing money and turn and start running away?
I'm still looking for the bridge that connects this to the
people. Imagine your boyfriend comes and tells you he does that kind of nonsense. No, look at like soy. We don't
get egg.
No, that's
not even.
You cannot be vulnerable to your guy about this story.
Yes,
you saw somebody.
You understand?
That's a weakling.
It doesn't make sense.
And you're a coward because you're owing somebody money. You cannot walk into the bed and say, "Give me 2 more days."
See, to me,
and then they're calling you. You're not
back on all the whole story of all this emotional. I don't even believe you should cry in front of your girlfriend. The only way you should cry in front of your girlfriend, your wife, is if your mom dies or they cut off your arm or they break a knee and he fucking hurts.
Or
maybe your child was born.
Oh my God, was born. Why
since you're a pillar,
don't worry, you have a child.
I don't want to see your tears.
Exactly.
But my own boyfriend. No, as we are guys now, I don't want to see any of you. Whether you born, whether you're, I don't want to see. But as my partner, my boy, I will record you and post on YouTube.
Look at me.
I will record you and post on YouTube.
Look at me. Do I look at me? I'm in impenetrable shirt.
As I was saying,
I don't do shots.
As I was
greatness.
Saying, if my partner feels that he can't be vulnerable with me, then I have failed as a person. I have failed as a person. And do you know what I would do? I will leave you so that you can live life and find someone you can be vulnerable
with.
Because I can't be in a relationship with someone who feels he has to be strong 24/7.
Yes.
I'm a big bitch. I don't need a man that has to be strong 24/7.
That's just the way I support that claim.
Look at me. There are few people in this world that can beat me. Few people in this world that can beat me, so I don't need a man that is strong 24/7. I need somebody I can beat. No, I'm fucking serious.
Judge isn't by what their actions.
I'm fucking serious. Okay. I promise you. You think I may be wrong, but let me be real with you. I come off as somebody that can be beaten, but I can't genuinely. I can't. I grew up in the worst place ever. And what we do is we get into fights.
Hey,
to settle like boys and girls.
Those boys, they grow up.
To settle
bros,
literally. So I'm saying, I don't need somebody to be strong with me 24/7.
It happened now.
Yeah, we can be strong. You can be strong. I can be strong. Be vulnerable with me too. don't save your tears for special occasions. If something hurts you and you want to cry, how can you be strong 24/7?
So that when we argue one day, you now bring up my shit.
Don't forget. Stop saying that it's a choice. It's a common thing. It's not a choice. It's a common thing. It's something that happens time and has been proved time and time and time again.
Everybody
is not like that. But most people are like that. Wait, chill first. When you see a pattern, you can say everybody's not like that, but there is something called facts don't lie. When a certain pattern goes, whether you like it or not, men are always made fun of when they express themselves. So why should you, if you'll be made fun of nonetheless? Why not just keep it to yourself and allow your woman be your woman and be vulnerable to you? If she has a shitty day at work, let her come and tell you, I had a shitty day at work. If she has a bad day, wait, I'm not done yet. If she has a bad day at work, let her come and tell you. If something is bothering her, let her come and cry on your shoulder. But just imagine you come back because you had a shitty day at work, your boss yelled at you, come and start crying. I don't go yab you.
Can I file your clothes now?
Anybody try that.
The people that are men. It's not women. It's men because look what he said. He said that if you as his guy now comes back and tells him that your boss yelled at you,
you are crying.
You would laugh.
Wait. Did you say cry? No, that guy that idiot.
Fucking soy. Why you call him
boy? Soy. Why you cry because of your
beauty?
Even if you cry, cry in your room. Don't come and cry.
I beg. Even you people help build the system. Yes. Stop blaming.
No, I mean, if you guys are building a tower, we'll join you. You want to be toxic, you want to be masculine, you want to be a macho man, you want to be strong.
This dating itself is a recent concept.
Exactly.
Throughout history, nothing like this. Men will go to war. And women and children are the spoils.
Oshé Viking.
I wish you went to war.
Was it
before technology?
You give birth to a female child.
At the first blood, they send her to somebody's house.
Why?
They have married her off to somebody.
Why?
So the son, at the first sign of man, they send him to forest. What's if you like, die. If you like, die.
When his brain is developed.
When it's physically developed. In fact, men 10, 12, 13. They call it rite of passage. They call it rite of passage. In most cultures have it. I'm not done. Most cultures have a rite of passage. For women, they don't need any rite of passage. Once the blood comes, they
that's the rite of passage.
Exactly.
Don't insult me.
It's bad. Let me not be ignorant.
Remember,
but most of the time, once the blood comes out, they already have their husband waiting. All this dating thing is a recent concept. The men, they send them to the forest to go and fight and come back after 2 months. If they die. So it was a weak man. They go and die in the forest.
What Andy is eloquently trying to say is that. When we find ourselves in a situation where survivability is the
bedrock
is the key goal, everybody reverts to certain
their rooms.
Do you know why don't we keep that
at the back of our mind when we are?
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. That's why
you guys, like to liken it to the war. We are not at war. Are you at war with something?
Yes, we are at war.
Calm down.
We are at war with the weakness within ourselves.
Let's be real. All these what ifs and maybes. What ifs and maybes. We don't live in Russia, we don't live in Ukraine, we're not going to war right now. So let's calm down. We're talking about real life right now.
So, anyways, I think we'll continue
let me just conclude for now because I feel like this episode has to have a part two. So, for me, anyways, I feel like there should be a bit of that vulnerability. To an extent, there should be a bit.
That's what we said about definitely. The wisdom.
Yes,
okay, fine.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, fine. There should be a bit. Wisdom. So,
too much of everything kills. Too much of water kills. You will drown.
you drown.
Too little.
You choke.
Too little.
So,
yeah.
Meaning,
yeah, you drown.
We just need, like she said, like Ogi said, a teaspoon.
The right amount.
So,
maybe a teaspoon of vulnerability once in a while.
A needed. Teaspoon a of teaspoon. Wisdom.
Vulnerability. Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Vulnerability. Wisdom.
But women can give so you done. Seaway but water.
You know, I pray
women. I don't know why y'all are quarreling.
I pray
this.
Women who are not vulnerable in you, men. So that you don't know what she's thinking, you don't know where she's hurting.
Nah, man.
No. I pray.
See. No, and I pray you meet the soyest of soys. Little fag that will cry. Whenever you tell him, I'm not doing this anymore.
I genuinely want a man who can be soft with you.
Y'all should wait. You don't want. You don't fucking want it.
You guys,
don't fucking want it.
Let me be real with you. I've dated a soft man and I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Then why you starting up with
me? He broke up with me.
Exactly.
Why? See, wait.
All I want to say is that y'all think you want soft. You don't fucking want soft men. Why do you think guys like maybe Ronaldo or all these dudes that, or future, why do they keep getting bitches? They are fucking dicks, every last one of them.
No,
but they keep pulling and pulling and pulling. Why? Because fundamentally, it's
not
what they
want.
The
girls. The problem
they want
is the
people
girls.
That are
the
hardcore.
Are really low.
Yeah. People that
that's
are hardcore.
Problem.
Look at, that's what Drake is trying to be.
Me, I don't follow it on this one. Future is a dick.
A fucking dick.
A dick.
What did I just say?
And the women he picks
what did I just say now?
Daddy issues.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's their problem. It's their problem. Not.
I feel like this is okay right for now.
For now.
This obviously is too hot to stop right now. Anyways, we'll continue.
We continue next time.
So, thank you guys for listening.
Bye bye.
Don't want no smoke, no vape, please. Everybody with me on the same page, yeah.